to learn the Bedik HaBayis, there are certain things that's not fit to be used for the Bedik HaBayis. We'll see in the Mishnah, we'll explain the Shein of Gimel here. To learn the Aros, the Bedik HaBayis, something you might wish the Bedik HaBayis, to learn the Mizbeach, and it's possible not to be used for the Mizbeach at all. Again, that to learn the Mizbeach, now, learn the Mizbeach, learn the Bedik HaBayis, there's something it could be, it can't be used not for the Mizbeach, and not for the Bedik HaBayis. You could be makdish this, and still the klal is moilam bo. There could be an istamiler on it. So Mishnah explains now. Case, what's the case? Hikdish bo molimayim. You have a ditch full of water, and you makdish it. Or else, let's say ashpois maleyas there. You have a junkyard full of manure inside it. Or else shayvech. You could have a bird case, a bird that shayvech. That's like a nest of birds. Molayim full of pigeons. Or else elan a tree molipares full of fruits. Sada molyasam a field full of grass. So moilam behen v'masha b'teichay. There's not much nista milo on these things and what's inside it. So Rashi explains that the bor molayimayim, that's really bedik habayis. If you use a labinyan, lots of tit, you can make cement from it. So that's called something that's not fit for the mizbeach, and even for nista chamayim, it's not fit. You don't take special work for meshaluach, but I'll call upon him. It's fit for the Bedik HaBayis. That's one case that's not fit for the Mizbeach, but fit for the Bedik HaBayis. Now, Ash Pomle is there, well, it's the manure. Rashi says it itself is not fit, not for Mizbeach, not for Bedik HaBayis. You can't use it for either places. But still, it has a Nistamila, it has a Kedusha's Domin, and Hegdish has a right to sell it and get money for it. Now, Elon Mole Paris, let's say, talking about, let's say, a vine. So, therefore, the grapes could be used for the Mizbeach. So, those vines, grapes, they're not fit for the Bedik HaBayis. You can't use it to build with, it's too soft, but it could be used for the Mizbeach. So all these different type of things, that either the water here is fit for the Bedik HaBayis, or the manure is fit for neither, or else this wine is fit for the Mizbeach. In all these cases, when you make this term, it is Chalak Dushas Aguf on it. It has an Issa Mila. You have a Hanor from Hegdish. Abu the Gemara says, what's going to be? In Hegdish Bor, your first Makdish Bor, and then v'yachakach nismalamayim, then later it's first filled up with water. Rost Ashpa, you first will makdish a junkyard. V'yachakach nismalazev, then it first got filled up with zev, with manure. Rost Shevich, v'yachakach nismalayenim. You had a shevich, you had a nest, a bird nest, and then it got filled up with pigeons. Rost Ilan, you first makdish just a tree. And then v'yachakach nismalaper, then later it gave off fruits. Rost Sodi, you first makdish the field to Hegdish. And then v'yachakach nismalas, and then later first grew grass. So in all these cases, is moilam behen. You only have milah on the first thing that you makdish the tree or the field or the boar. But v'yemolam v'mashah b'teichoy, what comes in later, either the gedulam what grows or the shrach of hegdish, that has no issa milah. Milah is only what you makdish prepare first. These things you want makdish prepare, it has no kedusha. Reb Yosef Yehagazin says, HaMakdash es HaSod V'ilon Moilon V'hen U'V'Gedulon. He also swore, if you makdash the tree of the field, since these things grow out of it, then there would be an Issa Kedusha on it. Mifnei Shehen Gedula Hegdish. This he agrees that something that grows out of Hegdish, that also has an Issa Mila, even though you weren't makdash of a Farish. But in the first case of the bor full of water, that he would not say. Only in the case here of the tree that grows, Gedula Hegdish, then he agrees. Now, Vlad Hamusheris. Let's say you have a behemoth Misa. You have a Misa behemoth, you have 10 animals, and you took them out, and the 10th one comes a Misa behemoth, and happened to be in a cave. And the lochur is Loyonic Min Hamusheris. Let's say it had a kid, let's say it had a baby before, even before you made Misa out of it. You had a cow, and it gave birth already. And now you make that one to be the Misa behemoth. So nice, you can't let the young one nurse anymore from its mother. Since it became a Maisa Behemah, it has a korban, it's also to have a no from it. You can't let the young one nurse from it. That's called Loyonik Vin HaMashoros. V'acherim lo misnadvim kain, v'lahat in anachirim are misnadvim kain. Other people, they make like a Tanai, Rashi says, Klema, v'stam v'ad yosselinik, v'nachtam you can't have a no from it. But some people make a Tanai like this, that when they're misnadiv, should they make a Tanai? Like before they make this animal to become the Maisa Behema, they say clearly they do not want the milk to become Kaddish. So they can make such a Tanai that later they're allowed to nurse from the kid, from the mother. That's called Vachir Misnadrim Kain, they can make a Tanai. Like Maisa Behema, you know which one's going to be the 10th one to come out. They counted 9 already. So So before the tenth one comes out, before you give a din kedusha on it, and you see it's in a cave, and you know it has a kid already, you want it to nurse the kid, so you have a right to make it tanai in the kedusha and be makdish this beima to be the maisa beima, but I do not want the milk to become kodesh. And then you will be allowed to use the milk. The similar is la yonik min hamukdashim. If you have a korban also, you can't let the kid nurse. But the achirim is not contained, the same thing. Other make it tanai the hegdish also. But before the makdish, they make this tanai that they don't want the milk of the animal to become kodesh, and therefore the blood is allowed to nurse from its mother still. The same thing hapoalim workers la yochlim hagregrois hegdish. That a worker that's working on the field of hegdish, he's not allowed to eat. Even though by a regular person, the poilim, the workers, are allowed to eat from the field. But here, they're not allowed to eat from it. Here, a poilim cannot eat from the gregrus. And a poilim lo yochlim la gregrus of hegdish. For chen Torah mikashin hegdish, if you have your animal working on a field of hegdish, so you have to muzzle it. Here, you'll have to muzzle up your animal that should not eat the kashin and the foods of hegdish. Since hegdish is also bano, it's also to let your animal eat from the hegdish. It's mostly like this. Ketoni, we learned vlad hamusoris to vlad of this meister beima lo yonik. They can't nurse minamusoris from its mother. Minonim, how do we know this from? Omer Rav Achtava Barami Asi alone it out from havor havor mebechor. Learn out from bechor. Whereas by a bechor, ma bechor moilim boy. By a bechor is only a zochor. So pshit everything is also that there's no milk by a bechor. So everything in the animal is also. So we learn out havor exever shavo that ma'is tebeima is the same aloch like a bechor. Meaning to say, even if ma'is tebeima is in a cave, that is the same aloch. Everything is also. Is that chol of hamusaris merlin bahuadin the chol of a ma'is tebeima? Even though it happens to be in a cave and it has milk, that milk is also also. Chol of hamikdoshim nami as the ima of a bechor. All other carbona sources says tachas imoi zayin yom, the first 7 days has to be by its mother. It says by bechor that loshin. So the kid said the kalimud is that bechor is a zohar, and a zohar doesn't have any milk. So everything is also. So Zev Shabbos is teaching us the same by bechor everything is also. Who had been by a ma'aseh beim, even though it could be in a keva, still everything is also. Then the Mishnah says our poilim lo yechlu, a worker should not eat. My time was the reason. By a regular worker, when he works on your field, the local is he's allowed to eat when he's working. Omer Rav Achtava Barami, Yom Kod Apostik says, Lo Yistach Shem Shor Bedishoy. So, Chudakash is another on the person, on the shore also. The Torah says, Lo Yistach Shem, you're not allowed to muzzle up your shore when he works. Meaning to say, you have to let him eat. But the dig is Bedishoy, Disha Shaloch. For Lo Yistach Shem Shor Bedishoy, only also on your Disha, on your threshing. On yours, you can't let him eat. But not Shalhegdish is Mutta. I mean, fakir. Badisha Shaloch, you're not allowed to muzzle him up, you have to let him eat. But Valer Badisha Shalhegdish. But Disha Hegdish is also, even though he's threshing on Hegdish's fields, you can't let him eat. There's an Issa Hano, you can't let your animal eat from Hegdish. Hadash Kiloyim, let's say this threshing Kiloyim, this type of beans, kidneys, Rashi says, mint kidneys type of beans, Kasad the Hegdish in the field of Hegdish, more you'd be over the Issa Mila. Because the mice you're having are not from the field when you thresh there. It's a question, first of all, I have a betolish bina. There's no wisamila on karka itself. It has to be something that's taken off from the karka. It can't be something that's mechubar. So who are din about the karka itself? There's no wisamila. Like, not over a isamila if you have a no from the karka itself. So Akhir told me here, if you thresh on the fields of karka, you're over an isamila. So my answer is, Amravina Shmamino, Avko Mayolo. Here the pshat is, when you're threshing this type of kalilin, or this type of beans, when you're threshing on the floor, the pshat is the dust of the floor comes up, and the dust gets mixed up with the beans, and that makes the beans well. That's good for the beans. Therefore it's called you having hanor, not from the goof of the karka itself, but from the avak, from the dust that comes up. And therefore, that's the yisamila. So on the karka itself, there wouldn't be an yisamila. But here this avak, the dust that comes up, on this pshat is an